Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 75 of the JB Sism Show. Today, I'm going to be talking about five reasons Scrivener will make you a better writer. In other words, I want to help you write your novel the right way.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And my friends, my goal is to help you take everything that you do to the next level. Whether it's writing a book, starting that blog, or maybe creating your very own podcast, I want to help you get there. I want to help you stay motivated with clarity so you can find your voice. Well, my friends, have a great show in store for you. But let me ask you this question. Have you started writing your book? And if you have you found frustrated by switching different windows or having too many windows open? Well, for me, I'm not a linear writer. I don't function that way, think that way. I need freedom to cut and to paste and change things as I see fit. And Microsoft Word was not giving that to me. So what was I to do? Well, as a writer, I take things seriously, and I needed something that would help me take my writing to the next level. That's when I discovered Scrivener. And in today's episode, that's what we're talking about. I'm going to give you five ways that Scrivener has helped me become a more productive writer and how it can help you. Well, my friends, this is the JB Sism Show. We're getting it going right now. So, years ago, I did a lot of construction. I worked for a tiling company, and we tiled, you name it, we tiled it. We tiled doctor's offices, we tiled malls, we tiled million-dollar homes, and we tiled little tiny rambler homes as well. So it's a lot of work, and if you're going to tile, you have to have a toolbox filled with stuff that's going to help you succeed in tiling a shower or a floor. And the thing that I learned about tiling is I had to measure out the floor. And once we measured the floor, then we could start marking different spots on the floor with a Sharpie. And then we would go from point to point and we would chalk line the entire room in squares. That way we had an idea of where all of our corners for each piece of tile would be. And it was a lot of work, but you had to get the basic structure down. You had to kind of lay out your floor plan, so to speak, before you could even begin properly. And I found that with writing, it's so much the same way. And I find that I have to lay out my groundwork, lay out my floor plan of where I'm going to go in a story or where I'm going to go in a book or in a blog post. And that's why having some kind of an outline or some kind of a tool that's going to help you mind map, help you lay out in a sequential order each of the major events that's going to happen. And I used to do this all in Microsoft Word. And there's nothing wrong with using Microsoft Word to do your writing, to do anything that you're doing. But the problem I was running into is I would have to have one document open for my mind map, a second document open for what I was writing on, and a third window open with research notes or a internet browser open with a website that had some notes on it. So I was having to have all of these different windows open, and you can imagine it doesn't make for a very productive environment when it comes to writing. When I compare it to my time in the construction world, tiling floors, we would have all of our tools laid out And we knew right where everything was. I didn't have to search for it. I didn't have to go out to the parking lot to cut a piece of tile. I had my cutting machine right there next to me, and all I had to do was reach over and grab it. And one of the things that I found when I was writing my very first novel, Divine Providence, and you can actually find that over at jbsism.com/products, and you can find the book right there. However, when I was writing that first book, I used Microsoft Word. Well, the problem I kept running into is when I wanted to move a scene, I would have to move it over to a new document to make sure I didn't lose it. I would have to find where I wanted to move the scene to, and then I would have to space down, I'd have to paste it in, I'd have to fix the spacing, and it was cumbersome, it was difficult, and there were times, and oh my gosh, this drove me nuts, this drove me batty, but there were times where I would lose my work altogether, and oh, talk about frustrating. The last thing you want to do is lose what you're writing. Well, this is where Scrivener came in for me. I hope you can sympathize with me because I'm sure you're in the same boat if you're using Microsoft Word. Writing is not one of these things that is for the faint of heart. And that's why any writer needs to take the time to sit down and read a good book. If you want to understand how a book works and you're working on writing your own book, you're mind mapping your book out, it's best to pick up a book and read. But if you're like me, reading a book can be incredibly difficult sometimes because you're always on the go. Now, for me, I don't do writing full time. I have a full time job where I gotta put my attention there for a good chunk of the day, and then when I come home, I gotta focus on my family, and then once everybody goes to bed, then I can focus on my writing. And so there are times when I'm reading where I can't always just sit down and read a book. Well, this is where Audible.com comes in. And Audible.com allows me to pick up any book that I'm reading and continue listening to it in audio form. So if I'm driving from home to work, I can stop reading the book at home. I can pick it up in the car right where I left off in the reading, and I can listen to it on my way to work. Once I get to work, I can pick the book back up again. So here's the deal. Audible.com has partnered with me, and I've partnered with them, and they are giving all of my listeners 30 days for free. 30-day free trial with Audible.com. If you go to jbsism.com/audible, sign up there, you'll get a free 30-day trial with Audible.com, and you're also going to get with that a free downloadable audiobook of your choosing. So jbsism.com/audible, and you're going to get a free audiobook download plus a 30-day free trial to try it out. If you don't like it, you can cancel it, and the book is yours to keep. So jbsism.com/audible, try it out, 30 days, get your free ebook. I know you're going to like it. I love Audible. I use it all the time, and I think it's going to benefit you. When I began to sit down with Scrivener, I didn't quite understand the program. And there's something to be said about that, because any new program that you sit down to try to work the kinks out, any new program you try to figure out without reading the how-to books, so to speak, can be difficult. That's why I want to kind of walk through Scrivener here with you, kind of show you, well, you're listening to an audio podcast, walk you through and tell you about some of the features that Scrivener has to offer. And I guarantee you, when you're done hearing these five things that Scrivener can do for you, I guarantee you, you're going to want to go out and buy this software. And here's the deal. Scrivener is not paying me anything. I am not an affiliate with them. I am not making a dime off of this. This is just me helping fellow writers take their writing to the next level. And Scrivener is one of these apps that I so strongly believe in. So strongly, in fact, that they actually had asked me to let them know when this episode goes live because they want to share it with their audience. So it had got to Scrivener's attention. So this is kind of cool. It got to Scrivener's attention that one of my blog posts a few weeks ago, and I will link to it in the show notes here, one of my blog posts a few weeks ago called Three Reasons Why Scrivener Will Improve Your Writing, they found out that this was a hugely popular blog post that I wrote. And so they asked me when I would have my podcast episode available for them to listen to and share with their audience. So that's pretty cool. And I hope that they can give this episode out to their audience so that their audience can have a better understanding of what Scrivener can do for their writers. So what can Scrivener do for you? Well, for one, you heard that I was struggling with Microsoft Word. I would have a whole linear text, chapter upon chapter upon chapter, all in one document, and it was cumbersome to try to find anything I was working on, and I just didn't like what I was seeing. And I wanted to make sure that everything I was writing was in order, but I would have to print it all out and make sure just by looking at it that it was in order. Well, here is the great thing about Scrivener. And if you are an outliner, Scrivener is really going to be your best friend. Scrivener gives you, and this is the first one, Scrivener gives you the power to organize. So if you want to organize your thoughts and you want to get your thoughts down on paper and get your rough draft or rough outline done, Scrivener gives you that power. And so what you can do is you can create a manuscript folder. If you've ever used Microsoft OneNote, you have a kind of an idea of what this is all about, but because it's similar to some point. So you have your manuscript, and I call it draft or first draft, and then I kind of change my labels. But basically what I do is I create folders. Right away, I open it up, I create a new document, and I create folders. And I create a manuscript folder. I create a research folder. If I'm writing a novel, I create a character folder. And so what these individual folders do is they allow me to either create other documents or other folders within them, kind of subfolders, so to speak. And I can begin filling in the blanks. And so what I do is in my manuscript folder, I create a synopsis page right away. This is what the book is about, and I write a quick synopsis about the book. And then I create individual folders called chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, so on. And I kind of guess out how many chapters I'm going to have in the book. And then what I do is inside each chapter folder, I create more documents. And these are going to be the scenes. And then I begin outlining roughly what each scene is going to look like. And there are many ways in Scrivener you can do this. You can do this in a corkboard format. So if you are familiar with corkboards and using corkboards, if you have one on your wall and you pin up your 3x5 cards, this is kind of that aspect of Scrivener. And it actually looks like a corkboard, which is pretty cool. And so each little piece of paper within Scrivener, or each document within your file, looks like a 3x5 card, and you can begin putting in your notes. And just kind of a quick synopsis notes on each of the 3x5 cards. So when you look at each scene heading, you know what's going to be in that document. And then if you double click on your document, you're going to see your notes, you're going to see your document notes. And then all you have to do is click on a little button at the top called full screen composition mode. It's little arrows that go kitty cornered. If you click on that, it opens up that 3x5 card and you can begin writing your story. And the best part, when you begin writing your story, and I'll get into this in a moment, it actually removes all the distractions. But the great thing is it helps you stay organized. And if you want to stay organized in your writing, Scrivener gives you that power. So you can outline your entire book. You can import, and this I thought was pretty cool. You can collect all of your research and put them all in one folder. You can save and drag and drop into Scrivener website links. And then you can open up a website link right within Scrivener. You don't have to go to your Internet Explorer. You don't have to go to Chrome browser, whatever you use, Safari. You can do all of your browsing right from within Scrivener. And Scrivener gives you the power. You can be writing on one screen, and then you can be looking at your research on a second screen. And that, my friends, is awesome. And so I can be looking at my research, I can be writing my document, and then I can be putting in project notes, and I can be changing labels of concepts or drafts or whatever it is. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. So I can put all my research in one place while I'm writing. I can import Evernote notes. I can import PDFs. I can import images. I mentioned this before, I can utilize the split screen, which allows me to write and do my research in an editor. So they're side by side. No more going between programs. And so the thing I love about it is the fact that I can stay organized. And it keeps everything in one place for me. The second thing that Scrivener does for me is it removes all of the distractions to help me create the perfect writing atmosphere. And that's the one thing, if you're like me, it's so easy to be distracted when you write. And in their distraction-free composition mode, it allows me to focus on nothing else but just my writing. And I've tried Microsoft Word. I've tried a bunch of other programs. And yeah, they're fun to work with, but nothing can beat Scrivener's composition mode. because it blacks out everything on your screen and all you see is that sheet of paper to write on. And it gives you that column of text. It gives you nothing else. If you mouse over your screen, you'll be able to see your bold, italics, and some of that stuff. But the one thing that a lot of people don't know that Scrivener can do, Scrivener allows you to write in multi-markdown. And if you don't write in multi-markdown, multi-markdown basically is a way to write without having to stop and format. And I think one of the biggest problems a lot of writers do is they want to format their manuscript. And you don't have to do that. Multi-markdown allows you to focus solely on your writing. So like one asterisk on each side of a word equals an italics. Two asterisks equal a bold. And when it's given to an editor can see your marks in there. And when they go to typeset your book, they're going to know that the asterisks mean to put bolding in or put italics in. You don't have to do that. A single asterisk and a space and then a line of text, and then you do that three or four lines, that equals bullet points. If you're going to be doing an ebook, you can do brackets around a phrase and then parentheses, you put in a link. And then automatically when you produce your book, it merges it all together and that phrase becomes the link. And so it allows you to focus on your writing so that you're not wasting time in formatting your book, formatting what you're trying to write. And so you want to remove the distractions, and Scrivener gives you that power to create the perfect writing atmosphere. And that's why I say it gives you the power to organize as well, because if you are distracted by switching to the internet browser to do some research, you're going to get sucked in by YouTube or Facebook or other things that are already open on your browser. But when you're writing, you want to focus on your writing, open up your research right within Scrivener, and it gives you that power to get rid of the distractions so you can focus solely on your writing. The third thing that Scrivener does is it helps you remain motivated on your writing targets. And if any of you have ever tried to do the NaNoWriMo, which we just have started today, and if you're doing NaNoWriMo, that is awesome. I congratulate you on that. NaNoWriMo, which means National Novel Writing Month. And I know Scrivener is a big supporter of the National Novel Writing Month. And basically, it gives you an excuse in 30 days to write a book and write 50,000 words in 30 days, which is the equivalent of a small novel or small book. Now, Scrivener allows you to set your goal. Like, okay, my manuscript target is 50,000 words. And every time I open up Scrivener, I know that I want to achieve at least, let's say, 1,000 words. And so you can enter in an entire manuscript target. And then as you begin writing, you watch your progress bar turn from red to yellow to green. So in other words, red means you haven't written much. Yellow means you're approaching the halfway point. Green means you're hot. You're doing great. You keep working towards your goal of 50,000 words. And it's exciting because momentum starts building. And the best part is when you hit your target word count for the day. So let's say you set a target word count of 1,000 words for the day. You open up Scrivener. It starts you at 0 words for the day, and you start typing, and you hit your 1,000 words, Scrivener will pop up a little note that says, Congratulations, the target of 1,000 words has been achieved. You've done it. And then, the best part is, you can open up another window, and I don't remember where it's at right now, but there's another window within your project, in your project targets, where you can actually look up your project statistics. And you're going to be able to track all of your words that you have compiled. You're going to be able to look at the characters that you've written, how many pages in a regular paperback that it's going to be, how many pages printed that it's going to be, so double space printed. And it's pretty cool because it gives you these statistics, it gives you this metadata that allows you to focus on your targets. And so, especially for the National Novel Writing Month, if you know that your target is 50,000 words and you start a new manuscript, you've already taken the month prior to outline your book. Now all you got to do is just take the time and write. And Scrivener is going to do all of the calculations for you, and they're going to tell you when you've hit your goal. And so you keep writing until you see that pop-up that says, congratulations, you've hit your goal. Once you've hit your goal, you can take a break, reward yourself with a piece of candy, or take yourself out to McDonald's. I don't care what you do. And you're going to achieve writing at a faster rate than what a lot of novel writers do. A lot of novel writers get so bogged down by using cumbersome software like Microsoft Word. Like for me, it took me longer to write my book in Microsoft Word, my first book in Microsoft Word, than it did a book a similar size in Scrivener. And Scrivener allowed me to focus all of my attention on my writing. And I knew that once I started using Scrivener, that I wouldn't go back to trying any other writing software. Because it helps me stay organized. It helps me create a distraction-free writing atmosphere. It gives me the power to remain motivated on my target goals. And the fourth thing that it does is it gives me the ability to write today and change my mind tomorrow. So what do I mean by that? So let's say you finish chapter one, you finish chapter two, you start at chapter three, and you write this scene. And you realize that the scene you wrote in chapter one would actually fit better in chapter three. Well, if you're using Microsoft Word, you have to cut it out. You know, do the command X, I think it is, to cut. And then you have to move your cursor to the place you want the story or place you want that scene. Do a command V to paste. But what if you do command C instead of command X, and then you could do a command V to paste? Don't try to follow that line of logic. So you copy instead of cut, and then you paste it. And so now you have that scene written twice in your book, and you forgot that you didn't take it out of the previous spot. And so when you go to do your read through, you realize, shoot, I have several scenes in my book that are the same because, oops, I did the wrong thing. Now, in Scrivener, if I want to move a scene, all I have to do is drag it, click, drag, and drop it. So I have to just click on the scene in chapter one, drag it out of chapter one, and drop it right into chapter 3's folder. And then I can move it where I want in chapter 3. It makes It makes moving the scenes around so much easier. So it gives you the ability to write now and change your mind later. So you can plan out your entire book. You can put it all in what Scrivener calls the binder, which is basically all of your folders and your subfolders and your documents within each subfolder. Fill it all out, fill in each section, start writing, and then you can move things around on the fly. And that's the beauty about the corkboard as well. You can start rearranging your scenes on the corkboard just by clicking, dragging, and dropping. And it's pretty cool. And so you want the freedom to be able to move your scenes around. You want the freedom to be able to change this and change that. And Scrivener gives that to you. And then finally, number five, Scrivener helps keep all of your research in one place. Now, you saw that I had mentioned that you can use Evernote, you can use internet, you can use pictures, you can use PDFs, you name it. And Scrivener allows you to drop it into your research folder. And that way, you don't have to try to guess where everything is. You don't have to open up another folder. You don't have to have your internet browser open, Microsoft Word open, PowerPoint open, and your picture viewer open just to get all of the research that you need on what a match looks like. So if you are trying to describe a match and you didn't know what a match looked like, now you're using all of these resources. Well, Scrivener puts it all in there for you. You just drag and drop everything right into Scrivener, and it gives you that power to just look at your research and keep writing. Because the biggest thing that a lot of writers want to focus on is getting all of their ducks in a row. They want to focus on their writing. They want to focus on doing research. They don't want to focus on distractions. They don't want to have their minds gobbled up with different programs that they have to keep moving in and out of. They want to focus on their writing. And if you're like me, I want to focus on writing. I want to write the best content that I possibly can write. And Scrivener gives me that power. Scrivener says, hey, I'm going to get rid of everything for you, bring it all into one place, and allow you to write your book in less time. And my friends, I know, because I wrote my book in less time. Well, my friends, thank you for listening to today's episode. You can find the full show notes at jbsism.com/075. I'll see you right here next week at jbsism.com. Have a great week. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. This has been the JB Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.